name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for his faithfulness and for his love towards each and every one of us. And I want to appreciate my Father in the Lord, our senior pastor. Let's jam our hands together for him. Under whose anointing I stand before the people of God tonight. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate this great man of God. God bless you, sir, and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The anointing and the unction of God upon your life will never run dry in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I also appreciate Mama. Let's appreciate her. A great woman of God. The Lord will bless you, Ma, and increase you on all sides in the name of Jesus. Your seed shall be called the Blessed One in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to every man of God and woman of God in the house, I appreciate you, Lord. Please turn to your neighbor, tell him or her, I appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to be in the house of the Lord. We've been treating the series on excellence. And tonight, we are continuing that same series. Please, if you don't have your pen and your biro, you can please borrow. Get a pen and a biro and a book, because tonight God is going to bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. We'll be doing a lot of teaching tonight, and I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to open the doors of our heart for us to be blessed by Him in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Excellence topic tonight is excellence booster. Excellence boosters, godly habits. That is, what are excellence booster? Godly habits. Excellence booster, godly habits. What does it mean? For you to excel in life, you need to understand that excellence is not just an accident. It doesn't happen by accident. I want you to know that excellence is a choice. Excellence is a choice, and it doesn't happen by accident. We are what we are because of what we do often. And no matter who you are or what you are, what you do will determine who you will be. Like I said earlier, excellence is not an accident. It is an act. It is an habit. Many of us don't know this, but excellence, I want you to know tonight, is an habit. For those that excel in life, it is by habit. Excellence don't just jump upon someone. It comes by habits. And what are habits? Habits are things that we do daily or that we do regularly. Habits are things that we do daily or that we do regularly. It is an action, or things that we do or perform automatically, that is, spontaneously, without much thinking or analyzing. Something that has become without or with little awareness, because it's part of us. So these are things that we do regularly. It is a set of actions that are performed automatically or repeatedly, usually with or without awareness, or with little awareness. That is habit. And like I said earlier, excellence is a choice, and excellence comes by habit. Sometimes, when we do certain things, we ask ourselves why we do them. We do them because they become an habit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And sometimes our habits, when not checked, it can become or grow into an addiction, either good or negative. You can have an addiction. Some people are addicted to prayer. Some are addicted to fasting. Some are addicted to studying the word. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday I was talking with an elderly woman of God, and she impacted my life so much. She said, all my life, I've given it to prayers. I don't know any other thing apart from prayer. She's addicted to prayer. And she showed me something that shocked me. You know, people of the other religion, those that pray often,
excuse me,
what happened to their forehead? You see it black. Isn't it? Here, to be black. She said, I want to show you something. Then she lifted up her skirt slightly and showed me her nails. Black. Yellow. She's light, not really light, but fair. Those portions were like the part that those people used to eat the ground, black. I said, Jesus. I couldn't shout. I just put up bold face. But when I got home, my body was shaking. I was shaking, and I didn't understand why I was shaking. All through the day, I was just thinking, that thing kept coming. It's like I'm seeing it over and over. You know, praying to the point the nails have become black. And I said, wow. She's addicted to prayer. Praise the Lord. That's an habit. No wonder she has gotten to the position she has gotten to in ministry and in life. Your habit can either demote or promote you. Your habit can either demote or promote you. And let me say this. Excellence demands that we have godly habits. Excellence demands that we have godly habits. If you want to achieve excellence in life, it demands that we achieve these by having godly habits. You cannot be an excellent person if you don't have a godly habit. Turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. The Bible says something there. Many of us think that we can do certain things and get away with it. It says, your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? That is, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Purge out therefore the whole leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. What he's trying to say is that purge out the old bad habits. Take out those old things that is making your way to excellence not to be sure. Take them out. Take them out. Change those habits so that you can achieve excellence in life. The Bible also repeated it in Galatians chapter 5 verse 9. It says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. That is, a little doing of things that are wrong can cause the whole life of somebody to be messed up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says something. It says, let us not lay aside every weight and sin which doeth what easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us lay aside every sin, every little sin, everything that easily beset us. Let us run. Let us run. Let us run. Let us run. Praise the Lord. What this place is telling us is that every habit that are not good, every habit that are not godly, they are like heavy weights. They are like weights. The best swimmer of our time, of recent, is Michael Phelps. He has won, I think, 8 Olympic gold medals. Now, if Michael Phelps, as good as he is in swimming, decided to swim and said, okay, I want to show the whole world I'm a good swimmer. Then he carried 50 kg weight on this shoulder, another 50 on this shoulder, and he jumped into the pool. What do you think will happen? He will drown. He will even swim. It's not issue of swimming. He's going down. That is the way bad habits are. Bad habit takes down. Godly habit push up. You know, in those days, when our parents, you know, I don't know many of us that sleeps on spring bed. You sleep on spring bed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Spring bed. You know those days when they buy new mattress for us and we'll jump on the bed and begin to bam, bam, we'll be bouncing and we'll try to see who is going to do better. Godly habits are like that. They bounce you to excellence. They bounce you to excellence. You don't need much force. You don't need much force. Just a little, then you bounce up. Praise the Lord. Why? Bad habit drags down. Brethren, excellence is a choice. It is something that you and I have to make a choice to have. And I want to bless God the way the series is organized. You can see that it is actually the Holy Spirit. The first is empowerment. That is, you need power for you to excel in life. Without power, you cannot excel. Now, having had the power, if you have the power and your mentality still remains the same, you won't do anything with it. There are some people that they are the best guitarists, but because their mentality is, I cannot do it mentality, they remain at the level of a mediocre guitarist. They will never move to excellence. So your mentality determines how you accept excellence. So when somebody is telling you about excellence, your mentality has to be tuned. So if you don't have the series, please buy the tapes. I'm not going to do much recap because of time. Get the CDs and listen to them so that you can understand what we are about to teach tonight. If you have not heard the past two Wednesdays, I want to encourage you, get the CDs. Without which you will not really have the in-depth knowledge of what we want to talk about tonight. Praise the Lord. Or what we are talking about tonight. Excellence is not by accident. And people that excel in life, they don't just excel. There are things that they do. It has been studied and it has been noted that successful people have the same habits. Either in Congo, Kinshasa, in Bujumbura, in South Africa, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in US, in China, anywhere, in Nigeria, in Ilorin, wherever, the same habits, the same pattern, if you put it into practice, you will have the same results. Praise the Lord. They've been fighting war in Afghanistan now for about 14 years. But I tell you, there are people there that have been excelling. And there are people that have been suffering. Praise the Lord. So we have to understand that excellence is a choice. And we need to make a choice to live an excellent life in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In order for us to grow into excellence, both spiritually and physically, we must strive to replace old bad habits with godly and goodly habits. We must replace the old bad habits and replace it with goodly and godly habits so that we can turn our situations and our lives around. I will be listing some examples of godly habits or goodly habits that we can practice that can help us to excel in life. Number one is appreciation. Appreciation. Say appreciation. Appreciation is a recognition of some good and quality deeds of someone and that of God. Appreciation is recognition of somebody's good deed or somebody's good quality and that of God. May I say this, that even our Father, our God, shows appreciation. How many of us know that God shows appreciation? God shows appreciation by giving people credit. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 8. God was appreciating Job, and he was bragging about Job. He was telling the devil, he said, look, have you seen my servant Job? This man is this, is that, is this. And God said unto Satan, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the head, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschew evil. God was appreciating Job. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciation is deeper than what we think it is. Appreciation goes beyond just saying to somebody, I appreciate you, with your mouth and not your heart. Appreciation is a thing of the heart. And how does appreciation relate to excellence? Because our God is a God that appreciates people. The Bible says in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 13, verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised unto him David to be their king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill my will. The Bible says he gave a testimony about David. He appreciated David. He said, look, Saul is the son of Kish, and I've left him, but I've chosen for myself David. And God appreciated David. Why? Because David himself is a man that knows how to give appreciation. No wonder this man excelled in life. He never lost any battle in life. He excelled so much that today we still talk about David. So appreciation is like a coin. It has two sides. If a coin does not have the two sides, the value is worthless. Praise the Lord. Appreciation brings about the good in people and makes them to become better. That is, spur them to excellence. So we must learn to appreciate people, to spur them toward into excellence. Somebody has done something little for you. Appreciate the person. Encourage the person so that the person can do more. And as you are doing this, you are also helping yourself to move to the place of excellence. Appreciation makes you to touch somebody's heart and makes the person's heart to want to do something that is better, to want to do something that is more excellent. Thereby, you are pushing that person towards excellence. You might think that appreciation is not an habit. It is an habit. There are some people, they don't have it. They don't know how to say thank you. They don't know how to say I appreciate you. They don't know how to appreciate. They don't know how to commend anybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember when I was much younger as a student, young boy in primary school, I used to have a teacher that loved appreciating us, little kids. And you know, because of my name, some people used to use it to sing some funny song. I'm not going to sing the song. Hallelujah. They used to sing it. So whenever they are singing, I'll be crying. I'll be crying. Then this woman will come to me and say, look, you are a beautiful boy. That is why they are mocking you. You are so good. In fact, you are the best. That is why they are jealous. That's why they are singing. Your name is so wonderful. Michael is the name of an angel. She was the first person that made me to know that Michael is the name of primary two, name of an angel. Say, you are the archangel. So as the archangel, you must be the head. And truly, all through my primary school days, I never came second. I think it only happened once. From that moment, from primary 2 on, I started seeing myself as the hack student. I didn't see myself below that from that moment. And I so much love this woman. All through my primary school days, when I finished class, I would run to her, I would prostrate, mommy. And she would say, hey, God bless you. You are a wonderful boy. You are the hack angel boy. Your name is Michael. This and that. And I'll be happy. Brethren, appreciation propels to excellence. It spurs to excellence, both to the giver and to the receiver. Both to the giver and to the receiver. David knows how to appreciate God, and God propelled him to excellence in life. David never lost a single battle. One of the secrets of this man called David is because this man is a man that knows how to bless God. He is a man that knows how to give thanks to God. In Psalm 118, verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. In Psalm 116, he says, I love the Lord, because he has heard my voice. This man knows how to bless God. He knows how to praise God. No wonder God also showed him his love. God showers so much blessings upon him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 113. Anywhere this man goes, he is always praising God. No wonder God says, this is a man after my own heart. I love him. God's praises are never people that dwell on the low level. Papa have told us that several times. Be a God praiser and you fly high in life. Hallelujah. Number two habit that we need to cultivate is the habit of fast prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. The book of James chapter 5 verse 16 says, the 16b, says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, the effectual fervent, I want to say the fervent there is back up with fasting. That fervent there is what is back up with fasting. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer is an habit. I've said that earlier. Some people know how to pray, while some don't have the habit of praying. Rather than praying, they jest. They talk. Some people can talk from morning till evening. Just be talking. We must understand that for every successful people, there are habits, there are things that they do. In this kingdom, we need prayer. Say, we need prayer. Why do we need prayer? Because prayer draws us closer to God and make us to build up godly characters. When you pray, you draw closer to God. And as you draw closer to God, you begin to build up more godly character, because God's glory and God's ways of life will rub off on you. And you begin to exhibit more godly characters. Prayer also humbles. Prayer humbles. When you pray, you are humbling yourself before God. And you are saying, God, I cannot do it of my own. I need you. We need to cultivate this habit of being a prayerful person. Another reason why the habit of prayer leads to excellence is because there are some bad habits that found their root from the pit of hell. They are demonic influences that the devil has put upon people. Praise the Lord. Demonic influences. How can somebody who comes from a very good home, wealthy, well-to-do, be stealing? He lacks nothing. There is nothing he asks for that he doesn't get. He gets everything. That if all he needs is to just ask, he will have it. Yet this person will go to another person's house and steal spoon. Ask yourself, when in his own house there are silver spoons, possibly gold spoons, then he will still go out. It's from demonic influences. And this kind goeth not out except with what? Fasting and prayer. There are some habits also that are inherited. Inherited habits. I know somebody that he has once told me before, my father drinks a lot. He too, he drinks a lot. And that has affected him. He would have moved farther in life. But because of his drinking, he could not. Brethren, develop habits that will take away bad habits. When you are fasting and you are praying, you are tuning yourself to the frequency of heaven. And by so doing, you are receiving power to rule in life. Some bad habits don't just go away. They need fire. Say fire. They need fire to consume them. They won't go away on their own. They won't be easily removed until you apply fire. And that fire can be applied from the place of prayer. And you know, there are some prayer, the prayer is not what you do. It's not a one-off thing. I pray today, I will not pray tomorrow. Prayer is not a one-off thing. It must be an habit for it to be effectual. It must be something that is done regularly. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It must be something that must be continual all the time for it to be effectual. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 says something. It says, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Principalities. Against powers. Against rulers of darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if we are to overcome all these, we have to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Verse 10, Ephesians 6:10. And how do you assess this power? You assess it in the place of prayer. So you need to cultivate the habit of prayer. Wake up early in the morning and know how to pray. Number three, sexual purity. Sexual purity. One of the greatest habit challenge is sexual purity. One of the greatest bad habits that people have is sexual perversion. All sort of sexual perversion is going on. And this, in many people, has grown to become addictions. It has grown to become something that is difficult to control. People just do it without thinking. Many years ago, I had the opportunity of counseling a lady who was doing IT in my place of work. She came in one morning with her face swollen. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And she said, oh, she fell and hit her face, this and that. While she was talking, the Holy Spirit was telling me that she was lying. So I said, you are lying. Somebody hit you. Then she opened up and said, okay, our boyfriend hit her. I said, eh, boyfriend. Ah, boyfriend. He has not even married you. And he's eating you. Ah. And I tried to investigate further from her friend and herself. And I discovered that this thing has been going on and on with all sorts of sexual abuse. And yet she couldn't find herself out. And it is somebody from a good home. Sexual perversion, all kind. Story cut short. She never graduated the time she was supposed to graduate. Why? Because you cannot achieve excellence when you have sold out your body. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Romans 12 1. Let's turn there. The book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Hallelujah. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable what? Your reasonable service. Our body is the temple of God. And when you allow sexual perversion, it takes the person down. So sexual purity is an habit. I'm going to stand. I'm not going to fall. Sexual purity is an habit. You form the habit of not washing things that you are not supposed to wash. Of not reading books that you are not supposed to read. Praise the Lord. The book of 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 15. It says, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Then shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Verse 17. Say, verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without a body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Praise the Lord. Sexual purity is an habit and it's a choice that you can make. I'm going to be pure. I'm going to remain pure. And this lifts the person into excellence. I don't think there's any man that, except the person is one of the prophets, I think Joel or so, or Hosea, I don't know, that God directed to go and marry an harlot. No sane man. This woman is a prostitute, an harlot. She's not born again. She's still doing the thing. They No man will do that. Praise the Lord. We must understand that excellence don't jump on people. It comes by habit, by what we do, day in, day out. So we must abstain from sexual perversion and follow after righteousness. And as we do this, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. There are some sexual perversion that many people do, masturbation, pornography, and all kind of things like that, that are not right. They corrupt the mind. And they make the mind to be polluted. And once the mind is polluted, the mentality cannot be sure. It cannot come all right again. The mentality cannot be all right again. The mentality will become perverted as well. And once that comes in, the devil takes hold of that person's life. He controls that person's life. And that is the end. There's anybody here this evening that is under any bondage of bad habits, I decree in the name of Jesus, freedom for such in Jesus' name. Number four, godly habits that we need to have to attain excellence as excellence booster is faithfulness. Say faithfulness. Faithfulness is an habit that promotes and exalts. Joseph was a faithful servant. Hence, he excelled in whatsoever he does. Genesis chapter 39. If you read through down, the Bible talked about at a particular point, I think verse 6, that Joseph was a godly or a goodly person and he was well favored. Goodly there means that he was a faithful person. Joseph was faithful and he left all that he had in the hand of Joseph, and he knew not what he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. He was a good person. He was faithful. And because he was faithful, he excelled. Can somebody trust you with his money? Can they send you on an errand and you will not add some things to it? This is something that is so common these days. Faithfulness, many Nigerians have lost it. We've lost faithfulness in so many ways. Give somebody to do a little work for you. How the person is going to meet you and cheat you is what the person is thinking first, not of the quality. I was talking to some workers. I said, look, what you should think first is the quality. Because the quality will give you more job. But what they think first, the moment you are negotiating, they're already thinking. Somebody was to quote for something for me. And as he was quoting, he padded it. You know, the way some people have padded our budget. He padded the thing. And when he finished, he gave it to me. I looked at it and I smiled. I said, okay, God bless you. I'll call you later. Then he left. Then a few days later, I called the person that introduced him to me. I said, I'm not giving that job to this person. He said, why? I said, because of this and this. I said, oh, no, he will do it again. Then he did it again. And when he did it, he now reduced the ones he has padded. Then he increased his workmanship so much. Then I said, this guy is not serious. I picked somebody else to do the job. And I saved good money. Now he has lost the job because of lack of faithfulness. And I tell you, till Jesus comes, such a person can't work with me. That's the truth. It may sound harsh, but that's the truth. That's the truth. It's just the truth. Faithfulness we exalt. Faithfulness we promote. Faithfulness we lead you to the place of excellence. Faithfulness we take you from being a mediocre to being a success. It is because people have mediocre mentality. That is when you think gaining 2,000 naira will change your level. Gaining 5,000 will make you to become a... It's a mediocre mentality. That's why I said get last week's message so that your mentality can be changed. It usually gets me angry when I hear people going to buy things and they pad it. It gets me angry. I said, for what? What profit? What gain are you going to get from it? Nothing. The money you will make today, you will finish it. And your reputation and integrity is gone. That servant, when the master came, that went to bury the talent, the master said, you are a wicked servant because you are unfaithful. There is no wicked person that can excel. Praise the Lord. So faithfulness is an habit that we must cultivate. Determined within you. That's why I said, excellence is a choice. Determined, I'm going to be faithful. No matter the situation, I'll be faithful. I've shared the story once before when I was working in an organization where they were owing me months of salary. I think 6-7 months salary. And I was to go for a training in Lagos. And as I was writing my claim or voucher for the money that I would take with me, my colleagues, subordinates were telling me, put us also a month for hotel. I said, no, I'm not going to sleep in hotel. I'm sleeping in my brother's house, so I'm not going to hide that. I'm not sleeping. I took it to the cashier. The cashier returned it back. He said, you didn't put the money for hotel. I said, I don't need it. He said, put it, collect it, and give us. I said, okay. I will feel my own. Then you feel your own. You go and sign it too. I don't need it. He said, they are owing you. Yes, I know. They are owing me. I tell you, years later, I've reaped hundreds, thousands fold of that same money from that same organization. Hallelujah. If I've done that, maybe I would have lost it. Brethren, faithfulness is very important. Number five, because of time, is God first habit. I love this one. God first. Say God first. Say God first. Where we prayed, when we were praying, we prayed using 2 Chronicles 26. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 5 says, and he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah. He picked God first. And because he sought after God, this King Uzziah sought after God. God promoted him. God gave him so much wisdom. This man became an excellence. He excelled so much. He excelled so much. He did so well. He built towers. He wrought so many things. He warred against his enemies and defeated them. He built cities in the camp of his enemies. Hallelujah. Somebody is building cities in the camp of his enemy in the name of Jesus. You know, when you are so blessed, you take territory and you dominate. So shall it be in Jesus' name. No man that put God first ever comes last. God first in whatever we do or whatever we are doing will lead us to the place of excellence. Joseph had the opportunity of sleeping with his master's wife in Genesis chapter 39, verse 7-9. But he refused. He says, how will I do this great evil and sin against God? He didn't think about the master. He didn't think about, he said, God first. You know why the Bible says there's an excellent spirit in Daniel, in the book of Daniel chapter 6. The Bible talks about that, and in this Daniel was found an excellent spirit because Daniel seek after God. Even when the edict was made, this man still went to seek after God. No wonder he excelled. God chasers will always be at the top. People will always chase after them. Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2. The psalmist says, as the heart panted after the waters of the brook, so my soul longeth after thee, O Lord. Brethren, seek after God. Make God first in everything you do. Make it an habit that in whatsoever you do, you will seek after God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before you, O Lord? No wonder this man excelled in everything he does. He was such an excellent man. Till date, we are still talking about him. Brethren, seek after God. Number six is giving. Giving. This we cannot but talk about. There is him that scattereth yet increaseth. There is him that withhold more than is needed yet tendeth to penury. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24. You know why? Giving promotes. Giving is like a booster. You know, I was talking about spring the other time. Now we jump on spring. Giving boosts you up. There is no way you can harvest if you did not sow. I can't just say I'm going to harvest corn when I've not planted. I didn't plant anything. Then I promised Mama. I said, Mama, don't worry. Don't worry. I said, Mama, don't worry. By the end of this month, your house will be full with corn. Then Mama said, where is my farm? I said, there's no farm. There's not going to be any harvest. I trust Mama. Mama will not be stupid like that person, not me. She will just tell, okay, thank you. I know. Thank you. God bless you. She will move away. Because you can't receive what you have not given. It's not possible. Sometimes ago, I learned that praying for people is like giving. And I started doing it. And I saw tremendous returns. Whatever I pray for people for, I get it easily. Whatever I pray for people for, I get it easily. I say, okay, if this is the way it was, I will do more. Praise the Lord. You don't get what you don't give. You want money, give money. You want. God will bless you in Jesus' name. He who sweat bountifully shall also reap bountifully. But the person that sweats sparingly, of course, we know the answer. Another thing that giving help to push us to excellence is because it helps us to dominate the mammon of money. When you give, you rule over what you give. What you give don't rule over you. And when you rule over money, you are beginning to rule over certain things. You have moved from one level. You know, there are some people, as they say, change, things are hard. Some people, presently now, they are laughing. It's not a problem for them. Money is not an issue. They've passed certain level. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Number 7, because of our time, quickly, I'm rounding up now. Hard work. Say hard work. Hard work. Hard work is an habit that delivers from poverty. It is an habit that promotes the seed of excellence. Brethren, go the extra mile. Do more. Render more service. Do something with a pleasing attitude. Hard work don't kill. Hard work promotes. It's an habit. Some people are naturally lazy. People are naturally lazy. You know, my mother came around some time ago, and while she was with us, one day she called me. She said she wanted to advise. I said, okay, mommy, what is the advice? She said, I think she said you. I said, you are aware. I think she said you. He must see me. There. Then I looked at her. Ma, any lekowa? Any lekowa? When you were younger, you, as old as you, have you rested this morning? You did this, you did that. You say, Mukoniki Sophia. No. Brethren, hard work promotes. Hard work takes away hard life. Hard work takes away hard life. Brethren, learn to be hardworking. Do a little bit extra. Give a little bit extra hour. Do a little bit of extra studying, and you deliver yourself from mediocrity. You deliver yourself from average, and you move on to what? To excellence in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is ever ready to bless us if we are ready to change. He's ready to help us overcome every bad habit. And all we need is our readiness. All he needs is our readiness, our yieldness, our submission to his leading. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 27, 26, and 27, say, a new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put into you my spirit within you. All he needs is for us to open up our heart. In Jeremiah chapter 18, from verse 3, 4, 6 down, said, the potter, the clay can be remolded, can be made to the way the potter wants it to be made. Why? Because the potter has control, but the clay has to yield itself. If the clay refuses to yield itself, there is little that the potter can do. Brethren, I pray that God will help us rise up on your feet. Excellence is a choice. Excellence is not by accident. It doesn't jump on anybody. Excellence comes as a choice. If you can yield yourself to God tonight and pray to him that every bad habit in your life, that God will take it away, he's ready to do that. Open up your heart and begin to thank him for what God has done in your life this evening. Thank him for the word that you have heard this evening. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Exalt his holy name. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Excellence is not just doing something. Excellence is a journey that has no end. He will make me and you, that is his promise, an eternal word, excellence. The joy of many generations. That is the desire of God for you and me. But it demands one thing from us. Our yielding. Yielding to him. Surrendering ourselves to him. And allowing him to take away every bad habit and replace them with a good habit. I want you to pray tonight, Father. Father. Remove every bad habit hindering my excellence in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to pray that God will take away any bad habit that is hindering our excellence, hindering us from moving to excellence. Pray that God will take them away in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.